Good morning. It's time for the K-State Research and Extension Report, and joining us this morning is Mayor DeZien, Extended District Family and Consumer Sciences Agent Franny Eastwood. Good morning, Franny.
Good morning.
Now, organizing your pantry, I know I just did mine the other day as I just moved into a new place. It's much easier to work with an organized pantry.
It is. It is amazing what a little bit of organization can do for your meals throughout the week. And, you know, we're coming into fall, we're back to school. A lot of us have things on the weeknights that maybe we didn't have in the summer, fall sports and what have you. And so really being organized in our pantry is going to help us get meals on the table through those busy weeknights. There's a lot of great meals out there that are dump type recipes. When I say dump, it means, you know, you're basically letting the whatever you're using do the work, and you keep the ingredients on hand. So this could be your slow cooker. You know, you're dumping things in your slow cooker in the morning, or maybe when you go home for lunch, so it's ready at dinner. Maybe you're an Instant Pot or a pressure cooker user. Sheet pan meals are wonderful, where you're throwing all your ingredients on a sheet pan and cooking those in the oven, or just skillet meals. You know, when you're doing those skillet meals where you're dumping everything in, sauteing, and, you know, it's ready in 30 minutes. All those types of recipes can really work for you, and the internet is a great resource for trying those different types of recipes, saving you time. But it's really important, first off, to get organized, get your pantry organized so that you can feel better about, you know, maybe you didn't have time on Saturday or Sunday to get a good plan for the week. Maybe you come home one night and you have no idea what you're going to fix. I know this happens to me, I'll admit it. So having a well-stocked pantry is really going to help you with some of these dump-type recipes. So think about your freezer. It's good to have some bread on hand. Bread freezes great. Maybe hamburger buns, French bread, all those things you can throw in the freezer and pull out. Frozen vegetables are awesome on a busy weeknight. Your proteins, fish, beef, chicken, all those things freeze. And, you know, some of the recipes, like with the Instant Pot or the pressure cookers, you can put that protein in frozen. Juice freezes fine. So think about some things to keep in your freezer that you can pull out. When it comes to your pantry, your canned and your dry goods, try to think by food group. Think about your carbohydrates. So if your family is pasta eaters, making sure you have your variety of pasta that you like to eat, crackers, the variety of crackers that your family likes, rice, things like any other types of bread like English muffins or anything like that. Then after your carbohydrates in your pantry, think about your canned goods like tomato sauce, tomatoes, spaghetti sauce, your vegetable type things, your fruits. Go by food group and make sure that you have the variety that your family likes. Think about your proteins. Canned or dried beans are great. Great source of protein, very affordable. Maybe your family likes tuna. Some families do, some families don't, but tuna is a great pantry item. Think about your seasoning items, the seasonings that your family likes, and keeping plenty of those on hand. Your dill, garlic powder, you know, maybe it's oregano, cinnamon, all those types of seasoning items to keep on hand. And then your staple baking items. Make sure you have plenty of flour, sugar, oil, baking powder, baking soda, things that you know you're going to use. And then in your refrigerator, your milk, your eggs, your butter, salad dressings that your family likes, yogurts, you know, some of the pantry staples you can kind of stock up on. And then some of these perishables in the refrigerator, take a little bit more planning. But it's helpful to think by food group and go through food groups and think of what you want, what you know you're going to use, and what your family likes. And it's really going to give you a leg up going into this fall and the crazy season of school and sports and what have you.
Coming up tomorrow morning at 6:40, Frontier Extension District Horticulture and Natural Resources Agent Lauren Gamble.